I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's day 60 of the program. Seems like a big, huge, massive number. 60 days you have been showing up for yourself, being mindful, in tune, maximizing your ass off, doing the things, trying to do the things to help you get one step closer to reaching that finally and forever weight loss goal. Four stages to the Libby method. The first is lose your weight. The second is solidify your weight. So after you're done losing your weight, you want to give your body time to adjust to your new weight. We have a protocol for that, of course. And then there's, you know, living in maintenance, learning what maintenance now looks like and feels like to you, learning to trust that you've made some real foundational changes that you're going to carry forward, that you're going to be able to continue to be mindful, that you're going to be able to trust your body when it tells you when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat before you move on to that final stage, that number four, finally and forever. Finally and forever is not a magic pill, and it is also not a given. The way that you are going about losing your weight in a physical way is definitely going to make a huge difference when it comes to maintenance. The real work, though, is in what's happening up here. In your mind, working through your issues and associations that you've attached in and around food and learning to reconnect with food. That's a big one. Your habits, working through old habits that no longer serve you while you create new habits that support the way you want to live your life and how you want to feel and who you want to be. Your beliefs that you are worthy, your beliefs that you can do this. And some people, past traumas, right, connected in and around food and their weight. So there's a lot to it to get to that place where it's finally and forever. You know, like I lost my weight 30 something years ago, and I've lived a life where I've been able to easily maintain that just by being mindful and in tune and self-aware and all those things. We are actually going to give you a technique called Back on Track that we're going to introduce on week 10 so that whenever you do kind of go off plan, for lack of a better word, I don't like saying on plan, off plan, it's not my favorite, but for the sake of simplifying, whenever you find yourself indulging or whatever and you feel off, right, it's going to help you get back at it or feel back to feeling your best. Next week is such a great week. It's our revamp week and tweak. It's where we actually start to make changes to the food plan itself, not just with how you're eating like we did in downsizing or feeding the metabolism, but actually starting to make changes to the food plan, which is really cool. But we have another few days left of the feeding the metabolism part of this week. So make sure you're all in with that. Split up as many meals and snacks as you can. We're not going to revisit. We're going to completely move on from that tweak. Each tweak is meant to approach weight loss from a variety of different angles, shake things up physically, more so mentally as well, kind of bring up things for you to work on. And so every day, right, you're gathering the tools and the skills that you need that are going to factor into you being able to sustain and maintain your weight. Lots of people talking about traveling. We have March break coming up in the next couple of weeks. For those of you who have kids, I know a lot of people will be hitting the road. We also have Easter coming up. People will be traveling, you know, and vacations and whatnot. You know, it's things like going on vacation and learning how to navigate, right? Like learning how to make choices that make you feel good rather than going on vacation and feeling like shit by the end of it, that you just can't wait to get home. This vacation that you were waiting to go on, you know, and sure, you got to eat all the things and drink all the things, but then you just feel like shit. at the end of it rather than really indulging and feeling amazing. And, you know, making choices that make you feel good can be having the margarita, can be having the pizza, can be having the pasta, but in a way that you are in tune with your body's needs, you know, which is really cool. Let's get into some of the questions that you guys have today and where you are at. So before I do, though, Facebook has been just so kind to us lately. It's giving us a run for our money in terms of stressing us the fuck out with removing some of our posts and deeming some of the things that we're posting as spam. We are trying to get in touch with the who's who of Facebook. So just a reminder that using our Libby Method app is a great way of keeping up to date with the information that we're posting in the group, because what's happening is Facebook is taking some of the posts down and removing them completely. This is happening to a lot of our Spill the Tea posters and our Spotlight posters, some of our best advice posters from our team and whatnot. We are trying to find workarounds for that, but for the next little bit, I highly suggest that you review the post from within the app. And then, of course, if you have any questions, you can go directly to the post pinned to the top of the page each day with a check-in video and ask any questions that way. So just a heads up. The basic info seems to be fine, like the post in terms of, you know, what we're doing with the program, the guidelines and such. We don't seem to have an issue with those, but some of our other posts. I also do want to thank everyone for their input on supplements. So we are always working on improving our amazing Libby Method app. There are a few things we want to add to it. We want to add a supplement tracker to it. That's been requested by many of you. So yesterday we did a post asking you what you would like to see. And this is our conversation with our app team yesterday. Do they just want one button that says, you know, yes, I took them? Do you want reminders throughout the day? Do you want to be able to customize them? Do you want them, you know, to be able to say what time and with what, you know, in the morning, in the evening, you know, what's going on there? So thank you to everyone who gave their input for that. We're also working on a period tracker as well. Obviously, that can factor into your weight loss journey in terms of what's happening on the scale. What else are we working on? So supplements? Period tracker, measurements, looking to put measurements in the app, recipe database, easy way to find all the guest expert segments. Oh yeah, being able to track your weight across all the programs. So right now you can track your weight program to program. You can go back into the app and you can review how much you lost for each group, but to be able to see that in each group, bring it forward. So We're working on that. So we're going to be asking you your input because, well, you guys are doing the program, and who better to ask than people actually doing the program? We've made so many changes. You know, I love feedback. A poop tracker, yes, that's on the list as well. We've made so many changes to the program based on feedback from our members. Who's this? Hi, Risa. Excited because a girl who just became a personal trainer offered to help me. Oh, that's awesome. You know, personal trainers can be great. I was a personal trainer for many years, most of my life. I think it can be a great investment into, especially if you're really not all that knowledgeable in terms of, you know, exercises that you can do for resistance training, for obviously building up muscle mass, working your core and whatnot, because technique is really important. You'll know that from the videos, the exercise videos that I did. I'm also working on some more for you guys for the spring summer program, but technique is everything. And there's a lot of fancy exercises that you can do out there, but really it's just keeping things super simple and really working the basics with really good technique that can be a real game changer there. I'm finally feeling detox again, about to double up on my detox simply by living the life of a girl. I hear you. Going hard on the water and greens this week while being super consistent with supplements. So supporting the body in detox, right? Let's talk about that for a second, because you don't want to forget about the basics, especially as we're about to transition into a whole new week and tweak, right? Signs of detox, extra hungry in the evening, especially, you know, even with eating so often throughout the day, all your nutrient-rich foods, eating dissatisfaction, waking up in the middle of the night, especially around that 3 or 4 o'clock time, your weight being up, right before it drops, feeling bloated and whatnot, right? So we all work so hard to get that scale to drop. And then when the scale drops, we're like, oh, okay, it's dropping. And then we also can go into that diet mentality mindset where, well, now that it's dropping, let me just like eat even less, right? Let me just like, you know, go back into all the old things I've done before in order to lose weight, when you really want to be as consistent as possible. Really make sure you're staying on top of that water, as it tends to not be appealing as soon as the scale starts to drop. You know, keep your foods nice and light in terms of like getting in those leafy greens, you know, getting that protein, you know, so just really doing the things, trying to get to bed early in the evening, avoid eating in the evening, all those things, because you want to assume the scale is moving for at least 3 to 5 days after it starts moving. Because a lot of people will see that one drop and then it'll go back up the next day and they're like, oh, I guess that's it. When in reality, your weight's probably back up the next day because it's retaining water, because it's still probably trying to detox, right? So let's remember the basics as we move forward, because it's really easy to get caught up in the changes that you're making and we kind of forget about the basics, especially when we switch to a whole new tweak, because we think, oh my gosh, this tweak is causing me to gain weight or it's stopping me from losing weight. But in reality, it's just that you are about to lose weight, right? So supporting that body in detox is so key, so important, so important. I completely derailed off the program these last few weeks because of vacation and weddings and just not being consistent at all or following the plan. That happens. Let's normalize that. That happens. It happened, chances are, on every other diet that you've ever done. It happens when you're trying to do anything in life, and life just continues to happen. We get sidetracked for so many reasons. Let's normalize that. Wondering if I should get back on the plan as of the week I derailed and stop following the program. And stopped following the problem, or should I continue where we're at in the program? So it's always best. I know you want to stay up to where we are in the group. It's always best to run yourself through the 91 days of the program, even if it takes you, for example, 130 days to do that, because the Libby method is, it's a systematic program and process where 1 week leads into the next, leads into the next, leads into the next. So believe it or not, there's quite a few people. We have people who bailed in the first few weeks of the program and they're just starting back now. We have so many people who have taken time off or vacations or personal time or whatever that might be. Life just got in the way, who are picking up where they left off. So that's the best way to do it. Now, there's only a small gap in between groups. So we have like a 7-week window in the summer between groups, a 5-week window in between groups in the fall to winter, and only a 2-week window between the end of the winter program and the spring summer program. So if you've signed up for the spring summer program, here's what I would suggest. So pick up where you left off with this program and process, right? And follow it right through, right to as far as you can go if you sign up for the spring summer program, to right before the day we start the spring summer program, and then reset with the spring summer program. Right. So take this program as far as you can go and then reset again with the spring summer. Or what you can do is take this all the way through the 91 days and then you can start the spring summer program when you're ready. And then obviously you'd finish that a little bit later than when the group ends the spring summer program. So you have options there. You have options. You kind of don't want to just jump into where we're at now. It won't make a lot of sense to your body and you're kind of going to be missing steps. But you can, best way to do that is pick up on the app wherever you left off. And then you can link whatever post, because you don't want to miss any of the information that we've been posting relevant to that week, especially like the feeding the metabolism part. Like that's such a great week and tweak. And that really is like, downsizing sets that up, and then this week sets up next week. So you don't want to miss that setup, because it's really in the changes that we're making week to week that are really helping things progress. I mean, you could just follow the basic food plan at the end of the day and still be successful. It's just that if you really want to catch the momentum of the tweaks, then I would go back and pick up from where you left off. Welcome back, by the way. Make sure you reach out and ask as many questions as you need. This is always the time in the program, and I think it's just human nature, where we get people who haven't been following at all, and we have no judgment there, but they'll come into the program and kind of just want like, well, where am I going? What am I doing? And not really asking, like, just be honest with us with where you are at is all I ask. Just be honest with us with where we're at, because then we can help advise you. Sometimes people come in and ask questions in a way like think they're trying to get the information that they need without kind of letting us know where they're at. And the reality is we're just happy to help you. We're just happy you're back. And we're not going to ask you where you've been or why you haven't been following. We assume you got good reason for that. And it's none of our business, frankly, at the end of the day. We're just really happy to help you get back. We had someone popping up in the group the other day, though, who hasn't been following at all and wanted the Coles notes, a one pager. So, I mean, we were like, you can't do a one pager on a 12-week program, essentially 13-week program. Like, it's impossible, right? But we can help advise you in terms of, you know, where you can pick up and how to get the best start and how to make the most of the time that you have left, for sure. And happy to do that. Is there a way to get all graphs to kind of show on top of each other so you can see how your water and your food and your exercise all factor into your weight graph? So yeah, that does make sense. So you can actually see the data, not just the singular graphs and all of that, and kind of have it kind of tell you how it's all adding up, right? Yeah, we're working on that. I mean, that's a next level feature. We're working on all sorts of cool stuff with the AI as well. We're just getting started with this app. There's so many amazing things that we are looking to add to it. Going on vacation, can I bring those real lemon bottles to add to my morning water? Yeah, you can do that. The little squeezy lemon things, just lemon juice. You could totally do that if you want to do that. Yeah. Water sulfates. Yeah, I might have sulfates in lemon oil. It's not as best, obviously, as fresh lemons. Depending on where you're going, you might be able to get some fresh lemons for sure. Frustrated. This morning was down to my new low, this program on Monday, and then up a little more every day. Okay, let's talk about that for a second, Linda. So you're frustrated this morning because you hit a new low and then you've been up every day. Why would you be frustrated about that when that is totally normal and totally expected and actually probably a sign that your weight is still dropping, but you are not, you're probably laid off the water. So you hit a new low, right? And then you probably laid off the water, wasn't as diligent in the water, or your body's just retaining water because it's trying to continue to move the dial on that scale. That's a perfect example of remembering the basics rather than getting frustrated because things are happening exactly in the way that we would expect. It's just so totally normal, right? Again, back to the basics with that scale. It's normal for it to go up before it drops. Like I heard someone this morning, it's like, I'm so frustrated because I've been working so hard and the scale's up today. I'm doing all the things. Okay, then that's amazing. That's a sign, chances are, that the scale is up because it's about to drop, right? So support the body in detox. Expect that scale to move. Same thing when it starts to drop and you just hit a new low. It's so normal for it to go right back up again because the body's retaining water to continue to release that fat. Or it's just so normal to have your weight go up, have it drop, drop down to a new low, down to an even new low, down to a new low, and then go back up again and sit there for a week before you repeat that process and hit a brand new low. That's why you have to look at the downward trend when it comes to your scale. Stop freaking the fuck out. Stop freaking the fuck out. Stop freaking yourself out and festering in your funk because your body is responding in exactly the way that we expect, right? And I think the reason why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel and why we do that is because we feel. This is where you want to say, okay, what's going on here? So what's my pattern on the scale? This is really important. What's my pattern? And what I mean, you can obviously freak out. You're not going to, you know, like, it's not like you're going to calm down when someone tells you to calm down, but you have to really, if that's your pattern of freaking the fuck out, you have to take a minute and be like, why am I doing this? Do I really need to freak out? Is this serving me? Is freaking out honoring my feels, right? But it's preventing me from doing the things that I need to do and really understanding what's going on here. So this is where you want to like take your journal and everything you've been journaling. If your weight is going back up and you are doing all of the things to support your body in detox or doing all the things that you can to get and keep that scale moving, then you've got to know you're not gaining weight because you're gaining weight. You're not gaining weight at all. So what's happening with that scale? So rather than being frustrated and festering in your funk, what's going on here? right? Like, what is it? Is my weight up because I had salty food last night? I had a crappy sleep last night? Or I didn't drink enough water last couple of days? Or, oh, this is exactly what happens whenever my weight drops. My weight goes right back up again. And then long behold, it drops again down to a new low. So yeah, there's lots of ups, there's lots of downs, there's lots of plateaus, but that downward trend is showing that, you know, this is my pattern. And a lot of people just refuse to see the pattern. I've worked with clients like this. They'd freak out every single time. The weight would go right back up after a drop. And I'd have to be like, look at your scale. Like, you need to wrap your head around this. You are stopping yourself from believing because you got a deeper belief that is holding you back. You believe that it's not real weight gain. You believe that you're not going to be able to reach your goal. You believe that you are not worthy. You believe that the shoe is going to drop. You believe that this is going to be taken away from you. And so this is where you have to make a conscious effort to believe something else. Believe that your hard work is paying off. Believe that this is your pattern. Believe that when the scale goes up, it's going to come right back down. And this is really important too, more so because it's not about what's happening when you lose the weight. It's about when you're maintaining your weight. The scale is going to continue to fluctuate because it's just so normal for your body to fluctuate, your weight to fluctuate for so many reasons. And then so many reasons at the same time. So you don't want to be freaking out when you're in maintenance, constantly stressed about the fact that you're gaining weight just because you had a crappy sleep and you didn't drink enough water or you did a workout and your body is sore, right? So really trying to understand those fluctuations is super key, not just when it comes to losing weight, but also maintaining your weight, you know? So honor your feels, right? Or honor your mood, but do the things that you need to do too, and then keep on moving. But go deeper with those and be like, okay, you know, maybe 8 weeks into my program, I have this downward trend. This keeps happening on the scale. And like, you know, just keep telling yourself like that, because chances are you just got the habit of that negative mindset, right? This is also why getting on your scale is so important. Because we have a lot of feels tied into the scale, because we have a lot of feels tied into our past dieting history. And that's why getting on the scale while you're doing the program is really beneficial, because it brings up all those feels and allows you to go deeper and figure out what's going on, what's really behind how I'm feeling today. So I love that. You guys have lots of great questions. So I'm not going to read all your suggestions, obviously, on the live today, but if you guys want to go add your suggestions for the supplement post on the app, you can go into the group and add them there. I would love that. Love that. Yesterday, I started the day not very hungry, but had my bits and bites. By dinner, I was back to normal. I just went with the flow. And today I'm 176.2. I'm assuming that you're down in weight. Yeah. Picking up on your fluctuating hunger levels and the fact that your body's needs change every day. This is something we're going to be building on in the next couple of weeks, eating more in tune with your body's actual needs, still following the program, still doing all the things, but this is where we're headed with that, really picking up on that. I want to talk portions right now. So I probably should have led with this today. So we did the post the other day, right? What I eat in a day on the Libby method. And a lot of people were inspired just by looking at the types of foods. A lot of people thought it was really great because they could share it with their friends and family to show, look, I'm actually eating while I'm on this diet. But a lot of people were really stressed out by the portion sizes that they saw. They were either stressed out because they weren't eating as much as they saw in that video, or they were eating more than what they saw in the video. And so I just want to reiterate that portions are so individual. They're so individual. It really depends on your need. And so I think what's happened with the diet industry is that we are connecting with a portion size in terms of calories. Same thing with like the recommended dose on vitamins or supplements, right? It's a kind of catch-all, minimum recommended, you know, you might need more, you might need less type of thing. I mean, this goes for medications too. I always tell the story of my ex, how when he first got sick, he was taking some medications, and one of the medications caused this really, really bad cough. And so we went to go see his cardiologist. And I said to his cardiologist, it seems that this post is, I was reading a post. I'm reading two different things. I'm trying to think and read at the same time. It seems like this one medication that he's taking is causing him to have this horrible cough. And he's like, that could be it. All right, just so stop taking that one, double up on this one. And I was like, what? What do you mean? And he's like, just stop taking that one and double up on this one. I mean, and at the time, these medications, well, they're still not cheap. They're really expensive. And I was like, well, why the hell is he taking this one if he doesn't need it and you can just take it out and double up on the other one? I said, that doesn't seem very scientific. Don't you have to do blood work? Isn't there testing? And he was like, no, this is just how medication is. We have medications that we know work for certain things. We try them out and see how they work. Sometimes we need to increase a dose. Sometimes we need to decrease a dose. Sometimes we need to stop taking this one and add in a new one. And this one is like what spurred the supplement conversation for me too, right? It's the same thing goes with your supplements. Like, depending on your body's needs, how tall you are, how much weight you have, how active you are, you know, this is what determines your portions. And you're going to have days, just like you have in the program, where you are really hungry. That's why you want to make sure you're drinking enough water, check where you're at in terms of your detox. Is that scale about to move, or what's happening with those portions? And days where you're not hungry at all, right? How many of you are just not hungry for those afternoon snacks? And that's what's normal. So when it comes to portions, they are always what they feel like and not about what they look like. And then back to that one egg, three egg. One day you might need one egg and then the next day, three eggs. But I do want to say, what is happening with your portions? Do you feel like your portions are too big? If you feel like your portions are too big, they probably are. And not that this program is about eating less and eating less and eating less. It's not. It's about getting in tune to your body's needs, which can fluctuate day to day. But I would have clients come to me and be like, well, I think I'm eating too much. I'm like, well, you tell me, do you think you're eating too much? And then the ones who knew that they weren't eating too much are like, no, I'm good. Like, I don't feel like I'm eating too much at all. And the people who did feel like they were eating too much or kind of knew that they were eating too much, but they liked eating more than what they needed, and they just kind of wanted me to tell them, I was like, what do you think? And they're like, well, yeah, I mean, I probably am eating too much. You know, if you think you are eating too much, you probably are eating too much, but you shouldn't need to assess that by looking at what someone else is eating, right? So that's just really important. So when it comes to those portion sizes, right, when it comes to those portion sizes and we're eating just enough, remember, it's just enough so that you're satisfied after 10, 15 minutes goes by, right? That's the goal with those portions. Now, obviously, when we're splitting up meals and snacks over the next few days, when you split your portion in two and you ask those four questions, you might still be hungry after that first portion. But if you are hungry for that second portion, remember the goal is to ask those four questions and eat just enough so that when you walk away 10, 15 minutes later, that is when you're feeling satisfied. So it's not satisfied in the moment on the portion, because chances are if you eat to feel satisfied, you're going to feel full 10, 15 minutes later. So you're eating just enough so that 10, 15 minutes later, that is when you're feeling satisfied. I do also want to talk about this tweak too, because what's been happening is some of you are just portioning out your first half and then portioning out your second half. And that's not how it's done for a reason. And you're confused about, you know, am I portioning out too much? I'm eating more than I was eating before. But what you want to do is portion out the same portion that you were portioning out for the first few days of the week. Take that same portion and divide it in two. Because if you're just like, oh, let me make a plate for my first portion and then let me make a plate for my second portion, that's not going to work. It's not having the same effect. You have to put all of your food on one plate. You have to pack all of your food into your lunch, just like how you were packing your lunch 2 days ago, just how you were plating your dinner 2 days ago. That's how you're going to plate it, and then you're going to split it, and then you're going to eat that first half, wait a half hour, and then eat that second half. So that's really important, right? Dishing it out two different portions, you might as well just be having your next meal or snack coming down the pipeline. So it's about visually seeing it on your plate. It's about preparing it in the exact same way that you were doing that a couple of days ago, and then splitting that portion. So I just wanted to take a minute and just go through that. All right, let's scroll down and see if you got more questions.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Group two for me. It's amazing how my weight journey has varied each program. So important when you do another program not to come in with expectations, high or low, for your current group. Yeah, because your body's changed. You've changed. Everything has changed. So it's about bringing a whole new you into this new program, right? And so it is one big continuation. And we've talked to people in the past, members for our Spill the Tea segments, who sometimes they're down 100 and however many pounds, and they look at each individual group as an individual group and process, program and process, right? They restart mentally, physically, like it's a whole new, they break it down into these digestible chunks. And then we've had members who look at it as one big continuation. Right? And so whatever kind of resonates with you, but yes, each program, you should expect that it's going to work just as well. But your body might respond differently. So you might have lost really quickly in your first program, right? And then the second time around, you don't start losing till weeks in. You might have, and then also there's like, you could lose like 30 pounds in your first program, and then do the second one and not see much movement on that scale. But it doesn't mean that's not working for you, because it's your body taking the time to solidify the weight that it's lost. Or you could have done what your first program and not really lost any weight, and then go on to your second program and then lose 40 pounds, right? So this is why you never want to assume, because the things that you work through with this program and process, chances are going to be different next program and process. And then what happens, we have a whole post on this called Fresh Eyes. What happens is that people will stay, especially if they were successful in their first program or their previous program, because I know some of you have done quite a few, is that they will do the same thing. They like eat the same foods, do the same thing, drink the same amount of water. Everything is the same because they just want to do it again and for longer, when their body's changed. You know, you've changed physically, mentally. So the things that you need to work on this time around have changed. So you might need more water. You might need less water. You might need larger portions. You might need smaller portions. You may have eaten salads throughout the spring summer program, but now you need, you know, rice and potatoes for the fall program. And so that's where you really want to kind of like take it day by day by day and get really in tune, and then don't get stuck. Also, that people do this with like certain weeks. Well, you know, this week was the week that I lost my weight. So they kind of just kind of glide through the previous weeks. Then they get to that week and that's where they really put the effort in. But they forget it wasn't that week's tweak. It was what they were doing up until that week that caused their weight to move during that week's tweak. Because weight loss is based on momentum, right? So if your weight moves today, it's not what you did yesterday. It's what you've been doing in the days and weeks leading up to get it to move, right? Finally got my scale to move, which is funny because it came after a travel weekend. Sat in the cold watching my kids play ball in the snow. I ate differently on plan, but funny things for brekkie. My gut felt amazing. Now I'm back to feeling bloated again. So I know I have to figure out what I'm habitually eating that's making my gut feel like this. Okay, but you could feel a little off because the scale is moving, for sure. You could have eaten some things that were off and they have a delayed reaction in your gut. So this happens to me with popcorn. I can't eat popcorn. I have a sensitivity to it. I'm fine to eat it. 3 days later, my hands are all blistering up. they're all itchy, so it's a delayed reaction. So keeping a journal with the foods that you're eating can be great for that, even like tracking things that are having a couple days later, because you'll be able to pick up on the pattern of that. I love this actually, because this is how in tune you can get, where you start to realize how certain foods you ate them before and it didn't seem to have this impact. But that's chances are because you just felt ugh all the time. And now that you get a chance to know how it feels to feel really good, right? Really good. Then you actually start to notice when there's foods that you're eating that make you not feel so hot. I love that that you say funny, because it comes so I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember or not. But if you've listened for a while, early on in the program, I would tell you when we started talking about weekends, how we would get to a point where people would start to comment that even though their weekend was off or they had a few bites of bits or whatever was going on, they still end up seeing that scale move. And this is why you don't blow off your whole day or your whole weekend, because of a few bites of bits. And this is the power of momentum and all the things that you're doing, you know, reaching that breaking point where it's actually adding up to make a difference. And so your body wants this fat gone, and it's really hard to mess with that. Right. It's just the body has a lot of things it needs to focus on every day. So it's a matter of making it a priority. And this is what we're trying to do. Get the body's attention, give it the resources it needs, and help it make fat loss a priority when it's got all these other things to do. And things like travel or off weekends, they can be very challenging to the body. The body wants to rise to the occasion. It wants you to feel your best, look your best, be as healthy as possible. It doesn't want this fat. It doesn't want the fat. So it's just a matter of helping the body facilitate that. And that's like when people are having a hard time with the scale moving. It's not that your body doesn't want to release the fat. Chances are there's probably other things that it is dealing with and focusing on. And that's why, you know, if you've got digestive issues, inflammation, hormones, whatever, that's where maximizing, moving your body, managing your stress, trying to get that sleep, eating healthy, all those things, you know, it's the way it has that impact and makes such a big difference, because it's all those things in combination that you are doing, you know. So don't be surprised if you end up having an off weekend and the scale still moves at this point. That's the beauty of being here at this point. Morning, I felt like it was going to be down, but up 0.8, so lots of water today and will likely be down tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. So there's sort of two ways this happens. You're either doing all the things and you feel bloated and gross and weight is up. That's a sign your weight's about to move. But sometimes what can be more deterring is that you wake up, you feel like the scale's going to move, and then you're like, for sure I lost weight. So you truck to the scale and you're doing a little song and dance. You're excited. You can get on that scale and it's like the same. And you're like, what the fuck? Or it's up a little bit. And then this is where like, oh, this is where a lot of times people can be like, oh, I thought I was lost, like doing all this. I think I'm losing and I'm not losing. And that's enough to send them off and, you know, go off plan and eat, I don't know, chocolate chip pancakes for breakfast or whatever. So hang in there too, because that's a sign that your weight's about to drop too, right? But that can set some people back just as much as the scale being up. Hi, Steph. Fell behind the program after family day, so I'm running 1 week behind, but having a hard time staying focused as I have so much going on. Okay. I totally sabotaged myself last night as I was exhausted and overwhelmed. Okay. Did you sabotage, or you just needed a fucking minute? You know what I mean? Like, maybe you didn't sabotage. Maybe you just needed a minute. Maybe life has been chaotic. You've had a lot going on and you're just like, fuck this shit. I need a minute for myself. Or maybe you did sabotage. I don't know. Starting again this morning, splitting meals, doing my kickboxing class and drinking fluids. Wish me luck. Okay. I wish you luck, but you don't need it. You got this. You know how it feels to feel really good. You can do this, right? One choice after another, set those intentions. End of day reflections, you know, do what you can to set yourself up for success, make yourself a priority, you know, even set timers or alarms on your phone or your Amazing Living Method app, telling yourself that you're awesome. You know, you're amazing. You're awesome. You got this. You've just been through, you know, a crazy time of life right now. You got sidetracked. It came to a point where sometimes in life, something has to give. I had my guru say this to me, because I'm like, I can do it all. I can do it all. I can do it all. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can think you can, but you can't. And sometimes he said to me, listen, sometimes something has to give. And sometimes that thing is you. sometimes you can't prioritize yourself in the way that you not only want to, but you need to, because things come up in life and you have to prioritize other things. And that's how it is. As long as you get back to remembering that you are the only one who can do what you need to do for you. And it is not anyone else's job to take care of you. So if you do for everybody else in a way that you can no longer take care of yourself, that's not ideal either. So it's okay to give your time and space and energy up to other people or other things as long as you keep coming back to it. And so that's where you're at now. You're back to it. You're back to it. So what can you do to prioritize yourself? What can you do? Because the more things that you can do and pull together, the quicker, right? The sooner you're going to start feeling, okay, I got this. 3 days into this, if you just sit in uncomfortableness, this is hard, but I'm going to fucking do it anyway. After 3 days, I guarantee you, you're going to be like, I'm back, bitches. I feel amazing. I'm right back at this. You'll feel like no time has gone by and you'll feel right back at it and right that headspace. Double down on your why. Why are you bothering? Why are you bothering to do the things that you're trying to do today? Why? What's the motivator there? Why'd you sign up for this program? What's going to keep you motivated moving forward? Meaning, what's your why? Why are you trying to do these things here? And just remind yourself of that. Remind yourself of that. And then try to get in the habit of reminding yourself of that when you're faced with a choice where you're like, I want to have these chips, but you know, I can't. I don't want to work out, but I am doing it because... And whatever you can do, sticky notes in your face, whatever you can do to remind yourself over the next couple of days, this is why you are doing this. And then once you get into the groove, it's like, okay, you got this. You got this. Like once you're riding that wave, you're riding that wave. It's just, you know, weight loss, I always equate, I haven't used this analogy for a while. It's like surfing. Right? There's a few analogies. My gosh, I haven't used in a while. So there's surfing, right? So I love surfing. But surfing isn't just looking cool and riding a wave. That's like hardly any. Surfing is getting on that board, paddling out, you know, having one wave knock you back and paddling back again and another wave knock you back and paddling out again before you finally reach the line up. Finally, you're sitting out there. And by the time, I'm not the best surfer, but by the time I reach that lineup, I'm fucking exhausted. So I need to like sit on my board. That's where you see the surfers all sitting out there in a line and they're kind of sitting in front of the waves and then all the waves are like happening behind them. And so that's where like I'm so exhausted from doing all the things to get out there. Right. And then finally, you know, you see the wave come and you're like, okay. And then I got to like paddle, bump up on the wave. And then I got to try to stay there because this is like, I could have been out there for an hour and this is the first wave I've caught. And I did all of that just to catch this one wave. And I might be on that wave for like 20 seconds, right? Longer if I'm lucky. And so once I'm on that wave, I want to make sure I'm like in the zone and doing all the things that I can to stay on my board so I don't get knocked off. And it's kind of the same. You're doing all of these things, right, to get that scale to move. And once that scale starts to move, you want to make sure you're doing all the things to keep it there, right, and can keep that consistency. The other analogy that I like is the building of the house. And so let's go back to traveling on the weekend, right, or going away. So when you started this program, I gave you a plot of land for you to build your house. You are your house, right? You are the project, you are the house. And so each week I've been giving you tools that you need in order to build your house. So say I drive a truck up to the job site and I'm like, here's what you need to build your foundation. Here's what you need to build your walls. Here's what you need to put in your windows. Here's what you need to put on that, you know, first floor roof. Here's what you need to build those, you know, top floor. Here's what you need to put in the doors. Here's what you need to put in the, you know what I mean? Eventually you're going to have a roof, then you're going to decorate, then you're going to whatever. And so your job is every day you've been showing up at the job site and you've been working on building your house. Some days you're more productive than other days, right? Some days you're like, fuck, I don't want to be here. And other days you're like getting walls up. You're feeling super productive. You sort of been, you know, you're building your house, you're building your house, you're building your house. Now, when you go away on vacation, you're at your house. You're like, I'm going to go away on vacation. You go away on vacation. When you come back, you don't knock your whole house down and start again. That's what you do on other diets, right? You put your body in ketosis, whatever that is. As soon as you start eating again, your weight comes back. That's what you do on other diets. You take that house and you knock it down and you start again. With the Living Method, all of your hard work is adding up, making a big difference, right? Physically, mentally. So all you do when you get back from vacation is you get back to the job site, back to building your house. You just pick up exactly where you left off, right? That's it. Same thing, whether it's away for a weekend or a day, or if you found yourself indulging, whatever, right? Just getting right back at to building your house. And that's what it's all about. The same thing with the road analogy, right? When you started this, we use that Disneyland, you're off to Disneyland, you know, where you get in your car. And some people have like sports cars and some people are driving, you know, beaten up old cars and everyone's, you know what I mean? Everyone's like whatever, everyone's different in terms of the kind of cars that they're driving. And you guys all got on the road and some people are starting from, I don't know, have like a week long drive. Some people have a couple day drive. Some people have a 20 minute drive. Everyone's a little different. So you get on the road and you start driving and, you know, some people are going to get there sooner than other people. Some people are going to hit detours along the way, right? Some people are going to hit roadblocks along the way. Some people are going to get flat tires and get into accidents along the way. What you don't do is turn around, go back home and start again. You just get back on the road and you keep driving after that flat tire, after that accident, after you spend time sightseeing. Some people are going to sightsee along the way. They're like, yeah, we're going to Disneyland, but we've got, you know, this sightseeing thing to go see. We got to go visit Aunt Sally and say hello on the way. And we're going to stop here along the way. But you're all going to get there. You're all going to get there. Right. And then the living method is kind of like once you get to Disneyland, then you got to figure out, okay, where are you going to park? What part of the park are you going to see? Where are you going to eat? Where are you going to go pee? It doesn't mean that your work is done now that you got there. And that's sort of those four stages of the living method, right? Now that you're there, right? Now you got to like figure out how you're going to stay there. And that's what that like, you know, solidifying your weight and that third stage is whatever. So hopefully one of those kind of like resonated with you, just kind of put in perspective what you're doing, where you're going. And so, you know, obviously if you're on that road to Disneyland, if you have that house almost built and you can see it being built, you can see that we're almost there. That's where you start to get antsy, right? And you're just like, oh, fuck, I just want this house fucking built already. Or, oh, I just want to get there already. And, you know, like you just want to, you know, I just want to get that wave, you know, keep going. And so that's where we start to feel that, you know, where we see the end game, you know, and we start to feel the feels of like, okay, we can do this. It's been such a long time coming. I just want it so bad. And then this is where we tend to put the pressure on ourselves too, right? As we see towards the end of the program, even though we have a lot of time left, people start to put that pressure on and they just forget about the basics, showing up every single day and stringing as many choices in line as possible. Okay, let me get back to your questions again. Today is a hard one for splitting meals. I have my art class, so I'm out from 10:30 to 2:30. So involved that I forget my snack, lunch, water. I've brought them, set timers, but just don't think about it until after class. So this is a problem for you, I bet. I bet this is what you did in your life. You went long periods of time without eating. When you did eat, you probably overate. Combined with that mentality and that habit of doing that. So your brain is keeping you focused. You got better things to do. And then so you go long periods of time without eating. Probably what is factored in over time to your body feeling the need to store fat. If you know that you do this, you have to really be mindful to break that habit. It's very easy to do because your body supports you in your focus. So this is where you really have to go that extra mile. And this, again, why I love the feeding the metabolism is we're picking up on these types of behaviors that we do so we can course correct them. Hit my lowest low this round, but I'm having digestive issues, maybe diverticulitis. Can't do splitting the meals until my intestines have calmed down as it's too taxing. Wonder if I should just repeat this week or just follow the regular plan and not do splitting at all. Also not allowed to eat nuts. So doing just olives, not allowing this to get me to quit as I often quit near the end of the program. Okay. Yeah, we've had so many people with diverticulitis doing. There's a lot of research now that is suggesting that nuts actually aren't the problem. And I'm not going to tell you to eat them because you have to follow what is like, you should know if you have digestive issues, what kind of triggers you. And these are very serious types of digestive issues. So I don't want to be so flippant and to say you can eat nuts now, but there is new research that's come out. That's kind of a myth that you can't eat nuts because they aggravate it. But if you have a sensitivity to nuts yourself, then that can be a whole other thing. Obviously you want to avoid any foods that have to do with any triggers that you have or any food sensitivities you have. But I always like to say that because there's this myth out there with diverticulitis that you can't have nuts and you can't have this, you can't have that, when a lot of that really new research has changed that are actually quite beneficial for you. Now, because this can be brought up by stress, right? Stress can cause a flare-up. It can be a variety of different things that are causing a flare-up with you. So eat what you need to eat in order to feel comfortable, to calm things down, even just mentally. And then, yeah, I mean, remember that you could just follow the basic food plan, right? You could just follow the basic food plan and you're still going to lose your weight. It's just the tweaks each week are designed to keep things moving forward. They're just a way to level up, dig deeper, bring up the feels, get your body's attention in order to get it to respond. But when your body's in a state of stress, it could be just following the basic food plan is exactly what it needs in order to help calm down that stress. So that might be a better way for you to go. It's just like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just follow the basic food plan. Or you can even follow the Sickness protocol if you wanted to. Now, people will always be, as we make the tweaks in upcoming weeks, are like, well, can I just do the basic food plan? They perceive that that worked better for them. And that's not the case at all. It's just that was when their body was focused on losing weight at the end of the day. You could just work the basic food plan, but again, it's going to take you a lot longer because the tweaks are there to kind of, you know, to level up and get things progressing. When people are like, what more can I do? Those tweaks each week are really helpful with that. But also you should expect the scale to move even if you're just following the basic food plan at this point. So don't stress about that. Take care of yourself, get lots of rest, do what you need to help your body calm down from that. I think that's the best move. That's the best move. I've been using the frustrated emoji in my morning intentions on the app. We're working on some new emojis, you guys. We're working on expanding the emojis. Just so you know, that's already in the works. That's coming. That's coming. So more emojis, that's coming on the app. By lunch, I can talk myself towards hopeful emoji. Evening reflection is tired emoji, which is fine. I'm frustrated with the frustrated emoji reflecting that I'm not seeing the same progress as I did in the first round. Yeah, so that's the problem. Define your progress. Define your progress, right? Like, did you lose a lot of weight in the first round in which it makes sense that your weight is not moving as much this round because your body needs a minute to adjust to the weight that you've lost? Your hormones, your body temperature, the size of your heart, your metabolism, there's so many things, right? So a lot of people just they define success as only the scale moving rather than the fact that you've maintained the weight that you've lost, that your body is adjusting, that you're dropping dress sizes, that, you know, maybe your hormones were all chaotic and now you've got a better handle on what's going there on there, right? So that I would write down your sort of definition of success and what you're measuring that by. And this could be, you know, so fleeting feels, you get on the scale and maybe how you feel this morning is not how did you feel on the scale? Like, right? Like, that's not how you feel is not, I'm frustrated. Frustrated, like, I'm not talking about the scale. I'm talking about how do you feel about life right now? How, because that's going to factor into your weight loss journey. How are you feeling about life? Are you frustrated with life right now? Right? Because chances are you're going to be frustrated every fucking day because you've been trying to lose weight for 20 years and you just want it fucking done yesterday. And not that you aren't doing the work, not that you aren't seeing non-scale victories, not that things aren't working for you. You're just fucking had enough of fucking trying to lose weight. And so, yeah, if you want to focus on that, you'll be frustrated every fucking day. But that's not a great way to show up for yourself every day. Right? Like, so it's like, I'll wake up in the morning. How do I feel? Okay. I'm tired. Okay. What am I going to do about that? I'm going to fucking not stay up late and watch another fucking movie and then bitch about the fact that I'm fucking tired the next day. Right? So that's the whole point. So it's taking action. So you need to take action on why you're frustrated. Because you're showing up every day, you're here week 8, you're doing all the things, you're doing all this amazing stuff. That's not a reason to be frustrated, right? Like you're very focused on one thing, what's happening on the scale, and not on all the other amazing things that you're accomplishing. The fact that maybe life is very frustrating right now, maybe you got a lot going on right now, but you're still showing up. That's huge. That's massive. So I could fester in my funk all fucking day long. I got so much shit going on, you guys. You have no idea. I just keep getting smacked in the face left, right, and center. It's been a year of like, I can't even tell you what. And it just keeps going and going. And, you know, I recognize that drinking a bottle of wine every night and eating a bag of chips, surviving off that's not the way to go. You know, your mindset, you have control over your mindset. So you are choosing every day to be frustrated because that is what you are choosing to focus on. And so you can choose again. You can choose differently. You can recognize that you feel frustrated and then choose to feel differently about that. And that's just a matter of I'm choosing to focus on all the positive things I got going on. I'm choosing to focus on how great I feel this morning. I'm choosing to focus on how grateful I am for my life. I'm choosing to focus on the fact that I'm living my best life today because I fucking woke up today and I'm still alive. Right? So you're choosing to focus on being frustrated because you want to honor your feels because you probably really are frustrated when it comes to dieting, right? But then you're setting the tone for your whole day around one singular focus in your life, which is your weight or what's happening on the scale, rather than to choose it in a different light, right? Rather than to choose looking at your life more positively. You can be frustrated with what's happening on the scale, but still feel amazing and hopeful and excited and feel fucking awesome. I can wake up this morning and feel like a fucking rock star, but have my weight be up, right? Or have my weight not be down or whatever that is. You know, I can choose to be happy even though I'm fucking dealing with so much bullshit and so much stress in my life right now. I can choose to be happy and have moments where I feel joy. I can choose to be hopeful. I can choose to be a lot of feelings, or I can just really singularly focus on the crap in my life and feel crappy every fucking day. So you have the choice, right? You have the choice. Yeah, the choice. So that's my advice to you is that, you know, you're every morning, like that's, you're using frustrated to define one singular focus. So I bet that if you change that, you will feel more hopeful. You will feel less stressed. You will embrace the changes that you are making. And it'll be a game changer in terms of what's happening on the scale. I've had clients come to me in the past and they're so stressed out about the scale and that's all they're thinking about. And I'm like, stop. You need to just take a break. Do not text me today. Do not text me for the next couple of days. Do not write down what you are eating. Do stop thinking about this. Stop focusing. I want you to wake up today. Do not get on the scale and just do something in your life that's different, that brings you joy. Go for a walk in the woods. Go meet a friend. Go get your nails done. Go do something else other than thinking about weight loss. And then sure enough, after a couple of days, The scale starts moving. I think it's taking the pressure off and they're making choices instinctually that make them feel good. They're taking the stress off. You know what I mean? It can be a game changer. And then people are like, oh, wow. Like I was so focused. It's like watch pot boil. What you're doing is sitting there watching your pot boil program after program after program, you know? So you can make that choice. You can make that choice in terms of how you're choosing to feel every day. Get up and go for a walk every day. Are you doing that? Are you getting on the scale feeling frustrated? Go for a walk. I guarantee you, you will not come back to your house frustrated. If you feel frustrated, you put on your shoes and you go for a walk, you're going to come back and you're going to instantly change the way that you feel. Focus on the birds chirping, listen to a great podcast that's motivating you, and you are going to start changing who you are and changing your brain and how you think from the moment you get up. And that's going to have a massive trickle effect on the rest of your day. Speaking of, I got to go. 9:55. What the heck is happening? You know what's happening? Straight up, I'm just enjoying these conversations. I love getting into this with all of you. I love where we're at in the program, in the process. It's really exciting. These are the conversations that I live to have. I could talk all day. Thank you so much for joining me today, everyone who I know so many questions went unanswered. Please don't stop asking. Please don't stop asking. Ask, and then copy and paste your questions over on the question of the day page. The team will be so happy to answer over there. Please reach out for help. We are here for you. We want to see you be successful. Remember that you can also download and listen to this by way of podcast, so you can listen while you're walking. And remember that we do have our next spring summer program coming up in April, end of April. If you have not done it yet, make sure you get signed up. As always, space is limited. Tell your friends, tell your family. We will not be doing another deal or sale, so the price is what it is. So if you're waiting for that, don't, because next thing you know, you're going to miss out. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.